Good morning. So you are going to get a brief sermon this morning as we gear up and prepare to do some church-wide cleaning today. These 3 weeks after Easter, we are looking at the three appearances that Christ made to his disciples following his resurrection. And for me, as I read about these three varying appearances, I'm reminded of how the mission of the church is defined. How these appearances tell us, as the body of Christ, what now we are supposed to do, that this promise of death and resurrection has been fulfilled. And so last week, Jesus appeared to his disciples, right? They were in a locked room, and somehow Jesus got in, right? But we heard in the story last week that Thomas was not present for that encounter. And so Jesus comes again. Jesus does not leave Thomas in his doubt. Jesus does not leave Thomas alone. But Jesus comes directly to him and shows him his hands. He gives Thomas exactly what he needs. Often I have heard sermons about Thomas, and Thomas a lot of times gets a really bad rap, right? Like, ugh, doubting Thomas. But the one thing I've discovered about Thomas is I relate to him the most. I grew up in the church. I was raised in the United Methodist Church as a little girl, and then I took a hiatus over to the Baptist side for a little while. I think I've told you this before. And then when I went to college, I joined the United Methodist Wesley House. So I went back to my Methodist roots. And then almost immediately, I was hired on at a small church as a youth pastor. And then I graduated from the University of Missouri and moved back to my hometown to teach school and became the youth pastor at my home church. So I've never really had time away from the church. And it was while I was teaching that I felt my call to ministry. And so I started preaching small time at a little country church with about 15 people. And then I began seminary. Now you would think at that point I would have figured out this whole Christian faith thing, right? But then seminary started. And my doubt shot up. The more I learned, the more I realized I didn't know. The more I realized that this whole church thing was kind of questionable. I was like, not all four gospels tell the same story. There's two creation stories. Did you know that? And so I started to doubt and became much like Thomas. Yesterday, a Christian author passed away at the age of 37. Did anybody hear that news pop up? Her name was Rachel Held Evans. She was a best-selling author. And I learned at the end of last week that she was getting sick. And she had been in the hospital. She'd been in an induced coma for about a month. And then things started to take a turn. And so as I was hearing a lot of my friends start to reference her work on social media and talk about her life, I realized how much she had kind of impacted my own in some of my doubts. And Rachel Evans, one of the things that she did was in 2014, she left the church. And she decided to create a new community of what she called Christian refugees, women who wanted to become pastors, who were not welcome in their churches, right? Because in some churches, I couldn't do what I do, right? She started to welcome gay Christians. She started to welcome Christians who felt like they had to choose between their intellectual abilities and their faith. And so she began this online sort of congregation on Twitter. And this Twitter feed became her church. a gathering place for people who were questioning and doubting their faith, a place for people whose wounds were still very present. And if you go and you look at her blog at all, the opening scripture text is from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, and I want to read you the Message version of this. The gospel writer says this: "Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me," Jesus says. "Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? When I meet with people and I say, "Hey, I'm the pastor over here at Broadway United Methodist. Feel free to join us anytime." One of the things I hear most often is, "Well, I'm just not a church person." Or, "Oh, I've been to church. I've done that. I don't need to do that anymore." Or I hear things like, "The church is just full of hypocritical people." Have you heard that before? There's a lot of people in this world that are injured, much like the disciples. The disciples were fearful and scared and afraid. They had been burned. This guy called Jesus that they thought was going to be around forever, he just died. That was not the end that they were expecting. And yet, he came back. He rose again. My prayer this morning, as we think about how Jesus defines what it means to be the church for us, that we could be a community like Miss Evans started. One where people who are hurting and broken can come. Where we maybe can be a little bit like Jesus in John's gospel. Where we can reach out our scarred hands and say, "Yeah, we've been hurt too. Yes, we've experienced pain. And we want to share in your pain right alongside you. We want to wrap you up and show you the love and the grace of God." And so as you go out this week, I pray that you would be light. For we know that it was in these moments that were filled with darkness, because they did not yet know of resurrection. They did not yet know of the power that was to come. All they had experienced was death and pain and darkness, and yet the light came in. So as members of Broadway United Methodist Church, that is our very job, to bring the light in and to show others the light of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, I give you thanks for this day and for allowing us to gather in worship. I thank you for your word and for your gospel. And God, I thank you for continuing to show up for us. When we are in pain, when we doubt, when we worry, God, we know that you are there. Lord, you are worthy of all of our praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.